Good morning. We're on Inside the Huddle. Getting going here this week. We got all the local coaches will be coming in. Let's go over some scores from last night in the week one of sectional play. In the Sagamore Conference, Kokomo came into town last night and beat your Hot Dogs 70-6. Mooresville was winners over Lebanon 34-24. Western Boone over Crawfordsville 42-7. Danville was a winner over Tri-West 40-21. Speedway upended North Montgomery 40-36 in a tight ball game. Southmont over North Knox 31-0. In your Hoosier Heartland Conference last night out at Clinton Prairie, Park Tudor came back to beat the Gophers 36-0. Traders Point beat Clinton Central last night 50-6. Carroll's was big winners last night 49-16 over North White. Sheridan upended Union City 62-0. In a very close ball game, Tipton won last night 21-20 over Eastern. Benton Central upended Delphi 34-7. Tri-Central big over Tri-County 51-7. And Taylor won last night 26-20 over Frontier. In the Hoosier Conference, West Lafayette, your number one team in the state in Class 3A, upended Twin Lakes 50-7. The Lafayette Central Catholic Knights won 52-8 over Winnemac. Western 44, Jay County 0. Bishop Tiptard over Northwestern 47-19. Hamilton Heights over Mequonnequaw 51-18. And Hanover over Rensselaer 38-10. Don, we got another good show on tap. We're getting ready to talk with Coach Rosa. Last night, the Hoosierland game of the week, which you guys were on the radio on WILO last night. You were out at Clinton Prairie and saw a heck of a football game to start off the sectional play. I don't think there was probably another one better in the state last night than what you watched out there at Clinton Prairie.
No, that was an outstanding football game. And being a Cub fan and understanding the jinx that the Cubs had, it seems like that's all over Prairie right now. Great opportunity last night, squandered to pull one out at the end.
Some of us have been there for a long time. We call it the curse. It continues last night. The kids played an outstanding ball game. We'll talk to Coach Slicker here at the very end. But, man, I mean, it was an outstanding football game. We'll go over that whole here shortly. We'll have Frankfort up for our second slot this morning, and then Carroll, Coach Betzner at 9:30. But first on hand, we got Coach Rosa, the football coach at Clinton Central High School. Central traveled to
Traders Point.
Traders Point, thank you. Got my papers upside down here. And they lost that ball game last night. Where's my scores at here? Oh, 50-6. Sorry about that, Coach Rosa.
And we won the fourth quarter.
All right, there you go. Hey, tough season.
Got to stay positive.
Yeah, tough season. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it wasn't the fact that nobody knew that this might be the case. I mean, a year ago at this time, former Coach Gilbert was even considering maybe not even playing a varsity football season. I don't know how many people even knew that, just because the mere fact, unless you got some older kids out, it was going to be a really, really young ball club, and it was.
Yeah, that discussion took place, and it got put down really quick.
Gotcha.
We weren't going to do that for the 9 seniors coming out, because if we went to a JV schedule, they would not be able to play. So that was a topic that was brought up, but, you know, that's not how you build a program. So, you know, we took our lumps. You know, we had to play a lot of young guys to complement those 9 seniors, you know, and it was a difficult year, but it's the year where we're going to pass the torch now to a group of young kids who, under normal circumstances, would not have gotten the experience of playing varsity football on a Friday night. They would have been playing a freshman schedule right on a Monday afternoon instead. And things are looking better. It's tough to say goodbye to those 9 boys who don't get to play football anymore. Yep. And there were a lot of tears in the locker room last night from both them and for me, and I make it emotional today as well.
Right. It's tough. I mean, we've all went through it. Don's went through it with his child. I went through it last year. I mean, when you hang up in pads for the last time, it's a tough situation.
I always think of Coach Burpo when he was coaching at Frankfort. He'd always gather the whole troop up at the very first two-a-days, and say, boys, enjoy every second of this, because it'll go in the snap of a finger, and a lot of you won't be playing football anymore. So every minute, enjoy it. And And it goes. It goes so fast.
And you look 10 weeks. You look at that senior class, look what they had to go through over the last 3 or 4 years to play high school football. I mean, we had COVID during all that time. And sometimes they weren't even playing. There was times Clinton Central didn't even get to take the field during the weeks because they were off with on COVID and had to be quarantined, you know, during the sectional play. I mean, these kids have really had it rough. And to persevere and come through and be there on senior night, you got to give a hand to them. And I know you got a list here. Why don't you go over some of those players, Coach?
Yeah, you know, and I called timeout with 10 seconds left in the game and kind of got a comment from the side official, like, what are you doing? And I just looked at him. I said, I'm honoring my seniors right now, if you don't mind.
Right.
You know, and we pulled everybody aside, and I lined them all up to face our home crowd and just simply said, you're seniors. And they just responded so well. They understood what these kids have gone through.
That's very cool.
You know, they have not been able to be shown, because of all these different circumstances, what it really takes to be true leaders. But from kickoff to the final whistle, they left everything on the field every single game this year. And let's face it, we were in a running clock in 7 of those 9 games.
Right.
You know, they could have easily quit. But I just feel so proud of those boys, and I love them to death. And, you know, we had one who came out this year, 2 of them who came out late because of injuries last year. They didn't get to play much. Actually, one showed up after the Frankfurt game. That's how late he came out, you know. But Connor Lunsford and Camden Coverdale, they were seniors who'd have played some but not a whole lot. And they gave their all year, and they got better and better and better. And unfortunately, Camden had a high ankle sprain on Wednesday and wasn't able to play his final game. And I feel really bad for him. And then very beginning of the season, we get a boy who comes walking into the coach's office, Devin Henderson, and he goes, I want to play football. I never played before, but my friends have been talking to me,
right?
You know? And he ended up starting every single game on the offensive line. 4.0 student. I'm putting him up for All-State Academic. Great kid. Knew every position on the offensive line. And he played every position on the offensive line except center. You know, and I'm going to miss him to death. And then we get to our captains. You know, Hayden Pratt unfortunately missed the last few games for us this year. But he was our number one target on offense when we were trying to throw the ball, and he made all the calls on defense for us in the secondary and kind of kept that glue together, you know. And then it got turned over to my baby freshman when he wasn't able to do that. And then, of course, we've talked multiple times about Leo, you know, Leo DeLeon, who for some reason none of the announcers can ever get his name straight, you know, so that's become the running joke. And, you know, but he started off as our quarterback. He moved to running back. He's played defensive secondary. He's played outside linebacker. He's played nose guard the last 3 or 4 games. I mean, and he just moves wherever we need him to move and gives his all and performs. He's a football player, you know, and I'm going to miss Leo to death. Ethan Walker was another one. He started the season as a tight end, got moved to running back for a little bit, and ended up playing on the offensive line, you know, because we needed to have bodies there. And then you get to, you know, to the two guys that everybody knows about all the time, Cale Albaugh and Dayton Talby, and, you know, they're just superb athletes.
Yep.
They're men.
Have a monster wrestling season coming up, because I remember
I hope so. You know, but both of those boys, they just leave it all on the field. They were the last two on the bus last night. You know, they just could not believe that their season was over. And then the one senior that gets lost in the shuffle is Brandon Primo, who blew his knee out during a practice preseason. And
didn't even get to touch
the never field. Even got the chance to touch the field,
right.
You know. And I was so glad
that's tough.
You know, at least on our final home game, he was able to go out for the coin toss. That they made an exception to the captain rule at the coin toss, so he could go out there with Coach Gilbert.
That's cool.
You know, so that was really good. But you know, it hit him last week that this was his final one. So it's been a really tough week for him the whole time, and I'm happy to announce right now, I have offered him a spot on our coaching staff next year working with our young kids.
Cool.
You know, I don't know what the situation's going to be. He's still mulling it over, but I would love to have him come on back for there.
Coach, all that I'm going to say is that your kids, especially your seniors, would have all the reasons in the world not to come out and play because of the circumstances that they've had to go through and to play football. And they did. I mean, they did. And, you know, they came out and played hard with heart, and they wore the green with a lot of pride. And to me, that says a lot. I mean, it's easy to give it up, but not winning, getting throttled every week, it's a tough thing to do. But your kids hung in there all 4 years and played very, very well. I'm not saying that they were losing seasons all the time, but the last 2 years have been very difficult for them.
You know, I told them after the game that, yeah, we're 0-10, and some people are going to say that you're losers, but there's not a single one of those kids who's a loser. I said you're a loser when you quit and you give up, but we did not quit as a unit of those seniors. You know, from kickoff until the final whistle, that's all you can ask for. I mean, you know, we scored a touchdown in the fourth quarter, you know, with 2 minutes left in the game. You know, why? Because we didn't give up. We kept fighting, you know. And that's all I can ever ask of those boys. They are winners in my book. I don't care what that record says.
We look at next year's season as you end this year. And as you mentioned at the very beginning, you had a lot of freshmen playing. And I think that'll be a big factor for you coming down the line. The ability for those kids to play 4 years of varsity football means a lot in football. And all you need to do now is get those young lads out, bringing other young lads to play football.
Well, and recruitment's the lifeblood, and we've really focused hard on that. Right now it looks like if everybody comes out who says that they're coming out, we will have about 60 to 65 boys day one, which means we can actually run a freshman program next year. We can run a JV program next year and a varsity program. We're instituting a leadership academy in the off season to start training these kids on how to actually be leaders of a program and to build the program. We've got a quarterback academy set up. I've got my 8th quarterback set from junior high, freshman, JV, and varsity lined up. So they're going to all be understanding what it takes to run a team, because quarterbacks obviously are important. We've restructured the entire off-season weight program where it's going to be a school-encompassing bulldog weight training program instead of individual teams. Gotcha. And that's going to help as well. And we're starting with our coaches. We've got a coaches meeting on Thursday night at my house, and we're starting the plan already for next year and what we need to do. And we'll be bringing in a few new coaches to the staff as well to help because of the numbers we're anticipating. So, I mean, it's going to be a game-changing off season for us. You know, those seniors have passed the torch. They've been told they're part of this rebirth, you know, because they've earned it and they're bulldogs for life. And they help do a lot of the recruiting for us. You know, give them credit for that as well, that the community doesn't understand. But these are boys who are no longer going to be able to play, but they were helping us out for next year as well on that end.
Well, Coach, that's great to hear. I want to personally thank you for being in here every week. You're a very positive role model. I don't think anybody that's, you know, been paying attention to what's going on out there at Clinton Central doesn't think you can get this turned around. Just listen to the superintendent be on here on Party Line. I know your principal. I know your athletic director. Everybody's all bought in. It starts at the top to get it all worked in, all the way to you. And I think you're getting that message to the rest of the school. And see what happens in the next 6 months or so. Come next July, August, we'll be hearing about good things from Clinton Central.
You know, we're about 250 days from kicking off the football next year. I don't have the exact number right now, but I will have that starting on Monday on our bulletin board.
About
on
10
that
or
countdown.
15 pounds more muscle
and
a lot of those kids.
And we're going to put some more stuff on that in the weight room there. It's all about lifting iron and getting faster this offseason.
Okay, good luck to you, Coach.
Yep.
Thanks for being on here. We'll be back right after this.